The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Strong U.S. jobs data on Friday that added to the case for more Fed tightening. Yet the major averages ended mixed, little change on Friday. Futures, they're higher this morning. So it's driving stocks. Let's get you set up for the trading day ahead now with Lori Calbesina, the head of U.S. equity strategy at RBC Capital Markets. Lori, happy Monday. Thanks for being with us. What's in the driver's seat for stocks?
So look, I think that we've got an amazing number of cross currents right now between the reporting season, which has turned out better than feared. Investors are taking some comfort in that. We've got the jobs data from last week. We've got Fed watching. I think in general, investors are breathing a bit of a sigh of relief over those 2Q reporting season prints. We would tell you we're not entirely out of the woods from a market perspective in terms of earnings right now, just because if there really is a big macro slowdown coming economically, numbers do still need to come down. But I think for the moment, investors are just excited about the resilience that we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, by our calculations, almost 75% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported so far delivered positive earnings surprises. You got to wonder if that pace is sustainable and what happens to the margins.
Well, what's interesting is that if you look at the percent of companies beating consensus estimates, we are very, very strong. We are still high relative to history. We did a cut a little more than halfway through reporting season and found that about 76% were beating on earnings. And the average over time was about 71%. But we also found that we were well above 80%, in recent quarters. So the pace is softening just a little bit. I'll tell you, John, what's really interesting to me is that if you look at the small cap part of the market, the beat stats are hitting all-time highs, which is maybe one of the untold stories in this reporting season so far, that the small caps are really the star of the show.
The small caps also being the more domestic stocks. What is the differentiation there? Why is that?
So I think that there are a few things going on. We do know that small caps, you know, if you look at operating margin trends, do tend to be a little bit more sensitive to labor issues. So I think it'll be interesting to see if perhaps, you know, we have heard companies in recent quarters allude to the idea that the labor market is loosening up just a little bit. That could be translating to the bottom line in small caps in a bigger way. But I do think in part it's that domestic revenue exposure. Small caps have less of that international exposure, tend to be, you know, sort of more resilient and a stronger dollar type environment. Whereas when we look at, you know, the more international S&P 500 type companies, we are hearing a lot of complaints about dollar strength, and we are seeing a decent number of downward revisions that are based on just the currency itself.
And as the Fed continues to raise rates, the trajectory higher, the dollar also higher. How much higher do you suppose it can go?
Well, luckily, my forecasting is limited to the S&P 500. but what I will tell you is that a stronger dollar, at the end of the day, to the extent that it's reflecting U.S. economic strength relative to the rest of the world, it does actually end up being a little bit of a wash on our model. The downward revisions do hurt from that currency translation, but at the end of the day, the sort of relative economic strength ends up being a good thing. So there's good and bad in the stronger dollar.
Another inflation report this week, so I'm going to ask you to forecast that. Have we passed peak inflation?
So our economists think that we could see, you know, some tough prints for a little bit longer. And, you know, they do think the jobs data that we saw last week will keep the Fed aggressive for a little bit longer. But in general, they do think the trend on inflation is going to start to moderate soon. We just haven't quite gotten to the point where we're there just yet. I was just going to tell you, John, I personally, as a strategist, I don't love the high inflation prints, but I do worry what happens to earnings when inflation moderates, because we do tend to see a pretty strong correlation between CPI and revenues.
Does the climate bill, what's known as the Inflation Reduction Act, passed by the Senate over the weekend, does that move the needle on stocks?
You know, to me, it's not a big game changer. We got some questions about the stock buyback tax, late last week when it became pretty clear that this bill was going to pass. When I talked to my analysts, we just did some quick checks. We found that most of them, you know, think that maybe their companies will grumble a little bit about this tax, but they don't ultimately see it deterring behavior. We had one analyst tell us that he thinks his companies are probably going to accelerate buybacks in the short term, just to sort of get ahead of the tax coming up later. But in general, I don't think it's a big game changer. We don't have any buyback impact baked into our earnings model for next year. Maybe it pushes a few companies at the margins towards dividends and benefit sectors like energy. But I think it's, you know, it's more interesting about what it's signifying politically for the midterms, to be honest.
Okay, Lori, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Lori Calbacina, head of U.S. Equity Strategy with RBC Capital Markets.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.